Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, debate already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And we start with a story that you might remember actually from yesterday's Profile This. A Florida man was arrested and charged with domestic battery after assaulting his wife by shooting a snot rocket at her during a heated altercation.
Gross.
Come on, man. The dispute unfolded when the suspect, when Yoel Mizrahi of Parkland, he became involved in a verbal dispute with his wife at their home. Now, the victim, she told deputies that as she attempted to calm the situation, Mizrahi responded by launching mucus from his nose in her direction, then spitting on her, then grabbing her by the collar, and then pulling her to the ground. Now, records show the assault did leave visible red marks on the victim's right arm and chest area. And after an on-scene investigation and speaking with both parties, deputies determined that he should be arrested and charged with domestic battery. Snot rocket. That's what it started with. And then he physically grabbed her. Now we go to Florida, where a man, his job-seeking efforts took a grotesque turn, they say, when he hurled bottles of his own urine at employees of a local supply store. After being denied an interview. The thing to keep in mind about this, he had bottles of his own pee at the ready. They don't really address that in this story, but here it is. So now this guy, 51-year-old John Cotton, he now faces a felony charge for the bizarre attack, which caused over $1,000 in damages and left staff scrambling to clean up the mess. He visited the Doors Molding and More back on April 3rd seeking employment. Well, the staff declined to even interview him, and he retaliated by launching multiple urine-filled bottles through the front entrance, dousing merchandise, and splashing an employee's bare legs. Witnesses reported that he fled on foot, but he was chased by the victim, who later told police the suspect threatened him and raced a skateboard before being apprehended. Anyway, left local business owners, as they say, uneasy, but the guy was caught. He has a court date pending. So you get mad at people, and you throw bottles of pee at him with no lid on. Just keep that in mind. And then finally, we stay in Florida, where a 45-year-old man named Stephen Cusimano, he stopped at a kid's lemonade stand. He bought one glass of lemonade. He downed it. Then he got mad when he was not allowed a refill in his cup. Now, there was an adult woman at the stand with several kids, and Stephen confronted her, grabbed her by the wrist aggressively. He was standing in a fighting stance and threatened to, quote, beat her up. Now, he eventually walked away. The woman called the cops. They tracked this guy down. They arrested him, and he confirmed the woman's story, but he said he grabbed her because she was talking S to him. Anyway, he was charged with felony battery. No word on how old the female victim was.
Okay. On the first story, did you say that the guy who blew the snot rocket in his wife's face also physically assaulted her?
He did.
Okay.
He
all
did.
Right.
So the first, he did three things in this
case.
The
last story was just a grab.
It was just the grab. Okay. But he wanted a free refill on his lemonade. So with the first guy, yeah, he shot the snot rocket, then spit on. Now, the snot rocket went in her direction. Then he spit on her.
Okay.
Then he physically grabbed her.
He physically just grabbed her. So it's
pulled her to the ground.
Okay, that's different.
Pulled her to the ground.
I mean, grabbing is one thing, but I'm trying to figure out because the other person was a grabber. Like, what level is a grabbing going on?
All right, so Lemonade Stand guy was a grab of the wrist. That's all they allude to, both parties.
Okay.
First story, he actually grabbed her and pulled her down.
Because we're debating on what... So I'm going to say... Who sucks the least?
What? By the way, what is a molding supply store?
I'm assuming it's more on the industrial tip of things.
Okay, all right. I just didn't. I was like, what?
I guess I'm gonna go urine thrower. I mean, the bottles. I know they splashed on people.
He had them at the ready.
He did have them at the. I don't understand. Was he denied an interview for a job, or did he interview for a job and then, not that this matters, was told that he didn't get
they
the
would
job.
Not even interview. Right. I get the feeling. All right, I don't know, and I don't have pictures.
Did he smell like pee already?
Well. There's that. And what the appearance of someone who you believe has bottles of their own urine at the ready.
Correct.
He comes rolling up on a skateboard. He's 51 years old. I'm just assuming. And look, I don't know the guy. He might be in a business suit. I do not believe that he was. So I think when he asked for an interview, you make a judgment call like, no.
We're not hiring right now. Either way, I would say that he probably sucks at least. He doesn't sound like he's got everything going on.
No. He does not have it going on.
And plus the fact that nobody was physically assaulted. The other two stories.
They got pee on them.
That is correct. And trust me, if you would have hit someone with a bottle, which I believe he did in the story, that is in fact assault.
Sure.
But obviously, the person who launched the vessel, if it's full of urine, is not in a normal state of mind.
They're not. But to me, that does not matter.
Right, yeah, I've got.
Because put it
on
like
me.
This. If I drive drunk and hit someone, my argument would not be, well, I was hammered. What are you expecting me to do? My state, come on, man.
Yeah, but
my state of mind was messed up. I mean, I drank like a fifth of Jack,
It would make more sense to have a bottle of urine in your car.
Sure.
But
this guy rolled up on a skateboard.
Right, and like, Jesus.
Right.
The more you describe
you
them,
live
I'm
in
like,
the woods.
Right.
I'm just saying, I think they made a judgment
I mean,
call.
Right, like, you don't want to get pee on your hands when you're peeing, right? But sometimes you get splashback
but
or
it's
hit your
thighs.
Right, and it's yours. It's already gross. Now, if you go to sit on a toilet seat and somebody else's pee is on there, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think you got to take into account of that, like, you know, like...
It's pretty hard to pee in a bottle, too, unless it's... I know it is. Like, this type of bottle, I completely ruined my buddy's back seat on a trip. Because me and
it's a Mountain Dew bottle, man.
Well,
you
got
have
like
wider
a
wider mouth.
Yeah.
Do you think he came in with wide mouth, sir?
You don't probably think about that. So when it splashes, there's more splash radius.
Yeah.
To your point, man, you're exactly right. There's no way.
Maybe he's just a tall, thin dude with a skinny one.
Is that how that works?
I assume. So here's the deal: the one in Florida with the lemonade stand, right? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, if you're a parent, you're not going to be happy, right? But like, he grabbed the kid by the wrist, right?
The parent.
The parent. Grab the parent.
He grabbed the parent, not the kid.
Grab the parent. Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, so like the other guy in Florida, right, he's shooting snot rockets at his wife, which is funny. But the bad part is, right, is then he spits on her.
Correct.
And then he's going
to
go ahead and pull her to the ground.
Yeah. And keep in mind, he missed with the snot rocket. I don't know if that helps. I'm just saying. That was what was noted because he did a snot rocket in her direction.
I understand.
That's very Monty Python.
And I'd also say this, Ted. If you are married, you have already exchanged most all of your bodily fluids for the most part.
Sure.
Even if you're picking up vomit from somebody from a bad night out to, you know.
But if they spit on you, I'm not worried about
you. I know that's different, but what I'm saying is, if you were to spit on some random person, that's one thing. I'm not saying that spitting amongst couples is acceptable. I'm just saying that like if you spit on, you and your mom have never kissed, so you can't spit at your mother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
But
Jesus, why would I spit in my mouth?
No, what I'm saying is you've shared mouth juices with this person,
right?
If you're in a relationship with them,
even but this if is about even respect.
Even I know that. I understand that. I'm saying they've.
But I'm saying even if I'm trying to think of how I can phrase this without getting in trouble, like whatever. Spitting's not always terrible, but that's in the bedroom.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
If somebody. Right, somebody said something, but then right, even if I've been intimate with this person, who knows what we're into? But me spitting on them in the kitchen, I'm a thrill. Well, I don't care what we share. We've gone mad disrespect.
We have. I don't disagree with you.
What's worse to you, getting spit on, or if the guy made contact with the snot rocket? Look. Which one would offend you more? The snot rocket.
Snot rocket.
Really?
Because I normally don't play with your nose and your nostril, but I might put my tongue in your mouth.
I think that would surprise me so much. That's such a ridiculous. Like, you would expect to be spit on. Not you expect it, but when someone does it, it's not out of the realm of
possible.
A snot rocket?
That's different.
I think I would just
No relationship says, come on, baby, come over here and pick his book.
Right.
But you might say, hey, come over here and kiss me. That's the difference between the snot rocket and the
don't
spit.
Know, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Somehow when you put those two together, it just sounds, it sounds creepy, whatever you're asking for.
Hey, that would be, I would. You got nails? Come here.
That would be kind of funny, though. Like, honey, can you just pick my nose?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the old saying, right?
That's what I'm into.
And you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, can't pick your friend's nose.
Well, you can.
But at the end of the day, I think I'll take the guy, the whack job with the lemonade stand.
He sucks the least. Okay.
I think so, because he grabbed the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing is, I get it.
He wanted a free refill at a kid's lemonade stand and lost his head.
It's out there.
They're right? Children, man.
Right, which is bad. But
what?
I don't want to be.
I paid you $1.50.
Can you, like, I don't want to be working in that store and I have somebody else's pee on me. I don't want somebody abusing me in a relationship and spitting on me.
And it's not rocking.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Shot of the Day's coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.